It is near and hasteth greatly. Even the voice of the day of the Lord, the mighty man shall cry there bitterly. That day is a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of wasteness. I remind you tonight that this is an yet unfulfilled prophecy in the Word of God. But even though it is not fulfilled yet, God said to the prophet Zephaniah, the day of the Lord is near. Two times he said it. It is near and hasteth greatly. If it was near in Zephaniah's day, I ask you tonight, how much nearer is it tonight? Amen. A day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. And I'll bring distress upon men, and they shall walk like blind men because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. For he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Gather yourselves together, chapter 2, verse 1. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord shall come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Going back to the second verse. Before the decree bring forth, and here's my text and title. Before the day pass. Before the day pass. He spoke in the first chapter about the day of the Lord coming. Then he said, gather yourselves together. Before the decree bring forth and before the day pass. Seek the Lord, all ye meek of the earth. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. Amen. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Amen. The day of the Lord is coming. It hasteth greatly. It's a terrible time, Zephaniah said. Joel said, there was never a day like it before, nor never shall be thereafter. Jesus said in Matthew 24, it'd be a day of great tribulation of which the world had never seen before and never would see thereafter. Amen. What a terrible day that day of tribulation is going to be. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 said we could escape, but it said chapter 5, they shall not escape. That day is coming upon all mankind like a trap, he said. As a snare. A snare is a trap. Men are going to find themselves caught in an inescapable trap. Amen. But today is our day. This is our chance. That day of judgment will be the day of the Lord. It's his day. The day he'll summon the buzzards and the vultures for a feast in the valley of Armageddon. A day when he'll make a speedy riddance of the land of all its inhabitants. That's the day of the Lord. But tonight, we have our day. This is our moment of opportunity. This is our chance tonight. And tonight, he said, before the day pass as chaff. What day? Your day. What day is going to pass as chaff? You're in my time. Praise God. Oh, there's a blessing, he said. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. How many have found that hiding place tonight? You can sing with that old song, I found a hiding place. I found a hiding place. Amen. Oh, when the storm clouds roll, we can take refuge in God. For we found sweet refuge. Oh, you that have sought righteousness, you that have sought meekness, you who seek the Lord, you who are the meek of the earth, you will be hid, the Bible said, in the day of the Lord's anger. What day? That's the day of the Lord. Amen. But now, these fleeting moments that slip through our fingers, these fleeting moments, amen, that are passing so swiftly, oh, tonight, before time picks your pockets and robs you and leaves you a pauper and you have none left, amen. My God, who was preaching the other day, this week, somewhere, maybe he was here, I don't know. Amen. A preacher said he talked to a rich man the other day, and he asked him what he's going to do with all that money. Amen. He said, I'm going to take it with me. That's Andy down there. What are you going to do with all your money? He said, I'm going to take it with me. He said, as he remonstrated mildly with him and joked with him a little bit, laying out on his dying bed. He said he had never seen anybody yet take any money with him, but said, just in case you're going to fill your coffin with your money, just let me write a check for the whole amount and take the change. And the old man didn't like it because he joked about him going to take it with him. Amen. In a few days, Andy said he died. And Andy said he preached his funeral. And you know, he said, I didn't see any of it with him. He didn't take it with him. His day passed. The day is passing when we'll no longer enjoy the smell of the flowers in this side anymore. The day is soon to pass where we'll no longer hear the blessed laughter of little children no more. Amen. The little children were playing way late at night in Andy and Tina's house there. Amen. There they were, 12:30 in the night. It was 1:30 in Ohio. Amen. And they were sitting around in a circle in the floor and still going strong. And I said, kids, what do you mean sitting up this early and playing this late? Without scarcely looking up, amen. His oldest little girl said, we're playing. Amen. But oh, amen. The next morning after us preachers came in from eating breakfast down at the Cracker Barrel, amen, here she was up, amen, with her church clothes on. Amen. And I said, what do you mean being up this early? I thought it was after you stayed up all night long, you'd be in bed this morning. And she looked at me with a sense of responsibility and disdain that betrayed her years. She said, it's church time. That high. But she knew it was time to get up Amen. In a voice that sounded just like her mother, if you will. Exactly like her mother. Carbon copy. Amen. She said, it's church time. Amen. She was there. My, what a wonderful thing to see little kids with a sense of responsibility so small. Amen. I hope they keep it. I hope they never lose it. For I've seen some sing and shout in their youth and run the aisles. And then when they became of age, they threw it to the four winds. Amen. You probably knew Brother Duck down in Georgia. Amen. His little boy Joel. I seen him run the aisles and shout the victory and sing, it's the new Jerusalem. Amen. But when Joel grew up, amen, and got out in the world, and got him a job radio announcing, he threw old-time religion to the four winds. Gave it all. One time sang and shout and sung the praises of God. Run the aisles. Amen. But now, unless Joel makes a speedy return to that old altar, he'll be caught outside when the day passes. Amen. Those little old boys of Mike Roberts, I've seen those little roly-poly boys run the aisles, amen, from the time they was knee-high to duck. I mean, they had camp meeting with the old folks. Amen. I was at the youngest one's wedding Saturday, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that the girl he was marrying was old enough. She was 18. Amen. Ah, yes. Old Pappy Time's picking my pockets. It makes me think I must be getting old when the young people yesterday have already got kids today that's getting married, and I'm standing here on the sidelines and watching it. Amen. As Jonathan and Mary Beth say, I do. And he's changed Bibles and vowed to preach the gospel. Amen. Carry God's good news together. I don't think they're going to throw it to the four winds. I think, praise God, they had it in their youth, and I think they're going to keep it. Amen. At least they vowed Saturday afternoon around 2:30 that they would. Amen. And they've already been doing it. I tell you, folks, we must be up and about our Father's business tonight before the day passed. Amen. Smith Wigglesworth looked at a preacher one day who had been preaching for some time already, and he said, when are you going to get going for God? Amen. We've just got a little while to work. If we're going to do any sacrificing, we've just got a little while to sacrifice. If we're going to leave anything behind and carry the glad news, we've just got a little while to do it. If we're going to suffer a little bit for righteousness' sake and carry the good word of God, we just got a little while to do it. Let's raise our hands and ask God
to help us to do it. Praise God. Amen. Ask you to help us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He said, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desire. It amazes me how that even though the day is swiftly passing, and even though time is running out so fast, God echoed it in the prophets of the Old Testament. He re-echoed it in His own Son in the New Testament, and the apostles of the New Testament, and closed out in the book of Revelation and said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. And John answered back, even so, come, Lord Jesus. The saints of God are not praying, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. They said, Amen. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus. A little more time to get our loved ones in. But one man that suggested, amen, that we wait a little longer, please, Jesus, to get our loved ones in. There's more of his loved ones lost today than there ever was. And he almost lost his own soul. Amen. He divorced his second wife, amen, because they couldn't get along. Amen. And then, before she died, she did have a car wreck and get killed. Amen. He married another woman outside the church, and him having served as a deacon in a holiness church for years. Amen. He married a woman that, if she'd have been anything, should have been Church of Christ. Amen. But she wasn't anything. And boy, she took him for a ride. She took him for his money. Amen. I mean, she took him for all he had. And then when he was right on the bottom and he knew that she had done him wrong, amen, he took her back again. Amen. And she robbed him, robbed his children of their inheritance, and took everything he had. That was the man that said, we'd like to wait a little longer for the coming of the Lord to get our loved ones in. I don't think we need to be singing, wait a little longer, please, Jesus. I think we need to be getting in ourselves. Amen. Because my friend well nigh lost his soul because time, amen, run out. The day has passed for him, as it has passed for some more of my friends that lost their way. It's over. The day's over for them. And it's just about over for a whole bunch more. Amen. Before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you, Zephaniah gives us an altar call. He said, seek the Lord. Amen. Seek ye the Lord. He makes it personal. All ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness. Seek meekness. Amen. Why? Because those are the qualifications for escape. Amen. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Amen. Righteousness and holiness is a synonymous word. When he said seek righteousness, he's saying seek holiness. Amen. Said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall seek the Lord. And so tonight, as Zephaniah gives his altar call, I just extend it on down to us tonight. Let's seek righteousness. Let's seek the Lord. Let's seek meekness. It means everything in the last analysis. As the sun sets on yonder's horizon, never to rise on this day of opportunity again. Oh, there's an endless eternity stretching yonder for the faithful. But this day of probation will never dawn again. This hour of opportunity will soon come no more. This is ours. This is our time to get ready. We have no promise of tomorrow. And before the day pass, I invite you to one more altar call. I invite you to be honest with God. I invite you to examine yourselves I don't mean compare yourself with the preacher. I don't mean compare yourself with your fellow professed Christian. I don't mean compare yourself with the church down the street. I mean really examine yourself in the light of God's Word. Examine yourself in the light of being ready if He comes in 10 minutes. And the day be over in 10 minutes. Before the day pass, life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be, thank God, no setting sun. Amen. As the sun sets, daylight saving time has come to an end. Amen. And now it seems to set a little earlier in the horizon. Amen. Are we running out of time, preacher? The prophet said we was. Amen. Said the day of wrath, the day of trouble, the day of distress, the day of wasteness, the day of desolation, the day of darkness and gloominess, the day of clouds and thick darkness, the day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high tower. The great day of the Lord is near, and hasteth greatly. The Jews have gone home. Zion is being built up. Did you know the psalmist said, when I shall build up Zion, the king shall come in his glory? Praise God. Zion is being built up. The Jews have become a nation again. It had to be. Now they've shook hands with Jordan again. Amen. And their friends, and they built bridges from one side to the other. It had to be. What are we getting ready for? We're getting ready for that flight in the tribulation of the nation of Israel as they run from the Antichrist in the day of Jacob's trouble. Amen. It's here. If all that is close, then the rapture of the church is even closer. Jesus is coming soon. Before our day passes, let's make the most of it. Let's pray all we can. Let's go to church all we can. That's why he said in Hebrews chapter 10, much more as you see the day approaching. Amen. Go to church more, not less. More. Because we can see the day approaching. How can we see the day approaching? We read it in the prophets. I read it to you in Zephaniah. Jesus said it. John echoed it in the book of Revelation. Jesus onward. Behold, I come quickly. Amen. That's our first business, folks. Until we get that business of being ready for the coming of the Lord taken care of and keep it up, we don't have any other business. We don't have any right to do anything else. Why? The sun's setting. I heard a story one time. One farmer didn't have his grain in. All the other farmers had gone together and reaped each other's harvest. But one farmer didn't have his grain in. And so they called all the farmers in as the clouds loomed on the western horizon. And all with sickles and scythe, amen, set out to reap the harvest, because the storm was coming. Amen. They made it. They had to, because the storm was coming. And tonight it's just as imperative for us. We've got to. We don't have any other choice. We've got to get our children in. We've got to get our families in. We've got to get everybody in the ark we can. The storm is on the horizon. already. And already there's a strange foreboding feeling in the air. I feel it. And other preachers feel it. The great falling away has swept across Europe. Now it's taken its toll on all of Great Britain, Scotland included. Once the great center of the Welsh revival, amen, the sounds of revival have ceased. And now that unholy contagion that kicks people out of church, causes preachers and their wives to backslide, Sunday school teachers to go on a tangent, to, amen, and saints of God to wander everywhere but to the house of God, until the church in discouragement closes its doors. I heard of one preacher that threatened to padlock his church. Thank God he hasn't done it yet. Amen. But there's many in discouragement and disillusionment feel like locking the doors to open them no more. Another door is closing, folks. Yes, the unholy disease of apostasy. Wholesale backsliding. Pouring people that went to church all into one mold, fashioning them like the world to try to breathe some sort of false life into the church. Amen. But the pitiful worldly excitement only beckons and points to the soon coming of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, before the day passes, we better get a hold of ourselves. And I won't tell you tonight, it can't nobody get a hold of yourself but you. You're going to have to get yourself by the shirt collar. Amen. Don't you take the coward's route. You dummy, don't you look at me and say, the church is to blame, the preacher's to blame, the deacons are to blame. No, they're not. You're to blame. Amen. You can't blame nobody if you go to hell but your rotten self. Amen. Jerk yourself out of your stinking lethargy. Amen. And pray. Get a hold of yourself. Get your head down. Open up your mouth and cry out, oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I want to be ready for your soon coming. It's up to you. Nobody can do that for you. And you ain't got much time. The day is just about to pass. Oh, you've been enjoying being a spectator. And if they don't entertain you in one church, you'll go to another one. Why don't you get right? Get something from God yourself. So that you're not a spectator anymore, going to be entertained and flattered, but to win somebody to God yourself. Save some soul yourself. And take responsibility for the shape of the church, yourself. Because it ain't no better than us. It ain't no better than me. It ain't no better than you. We're to blame. Amen. Don't leave it for your neighbor to pray through. Pray through yourself. Don't leave for your neighbor to be faithful and loyal to come church. Be faithful yourself. Amen. If you're faithful yourself, you won't be the one that'll cause the doors to be padlocked. You'll be the one, amen, that keeps them open. Till the day pass, and time shall be no more for men to get ready. Father, bless these broken remarks. Challenge our hearts, Lord God, tonight, and cause us to arise to the call, O Lord, and get ourselves straightened out. So, Lord, we can be ready when the trumpets sound. Help us not to presume on God that maybe we'll have a long sick spell and lay on the deathbed a while, have a long time to get ready. Lord, hardened hearts have come down to the end and still not got ready. Their hearts were so hard and so unbendable, so implacable, so impenetrable that God couldn't get through. Lord, help us, Lord, to take responsibility personally, individually, for faithfulness and loyalty, working and winning for God before the day pass. Our day. In Jesus' name. Stand with me tonight and make your way to that old altar and let's call on the name of the Lord tonight. Let's make our calling and election sure, and nobody can do it but you. You gotta do it for yourself. You gotta walk that lonesome valley someday. Nobody here can walk it for you. You gotta walk it by yourself. Don't wait till it's too late to cry. Cry now. Cry out. Let your voice be heard on high. Amen. Let God have the chance He deserves to set free. To loose. Amen. To prepare. Come on.